What's up, guys? Welcome back to a new edition of The Devil's Mike. This is your host, John Zapata, and today I'm with Alex Carvajal from Carterized. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Doing pretty good, brother. Just trying to stay safe, clean. You know, it's crazy out there.
Hell yeah, dude. You got to wash your hands, wear a mask, all that good stuff, man. You know, there's a lot of people out there that ain't doing that, and it's, you know, kind of aggravating. You know, you can only do so much, though.
Hell yeah, I went to Walmart, I think, yesterday, and I walked in because I was going to get something. I'm one of those grab-and-go kind of people. I'm going to grab this. I'm going to get the hell out of here. So I was walking, this lady behind me. She was, like, legit behind me. Also, she was just, I turned around. I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
And she was looking at me. And she was mean mugging me. I was like, well, damn, you pretty much coughing in the back of my neck. Like,
I know, right? Mean mugging me. You the one coughing on me. Hey, man, hell, you have a there we go. I was going to say you were sideways, man, but
yeah, my bad.
We good. No, we good, bro. But yeah, it's crazy, man. People out there got no common decency, and you know, it's aggravating, and you just want to, you know, knock them out sometimes, but you can't because, you know, you get in trouble. But yeah, dude. Well, it's good to have you on, man. You know, I'm glad you took the time, to come on, and we can talk about everything going on in the Carterized world. So
I appreciate you having us back, man. Like, I actually, yeah. I watched the first interview you did for us, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh yeah, we got to do a follow up because of that germer we had. He was all drunk as a skunk and talking about whatever. I'm like, get away from the mic, dog. Get out of here.
I know. Nah, man.
But yeah, dude, I was like, you know what, John, you want to do a follow-up video, bro?
Dude, hell yeah, man. We love you guys. You guys are a good band, and it's always good to have a familiar face on, you know, helps the interview go by smooth. But yeah, man, that whole interview, like, it was good, man. I ain't gonna lie. It was a good interview, but, you know, he kind of got in the way, and I was going to say something, but I'm like, nah, I don't want to start nothing.
Yeah, he was like dead center. I was like, dude, get the hell out of here.
I know, right? I want to be like, hey, man, go ahead and just scoot over. Because we don't like to edit our videos. We like to have them just all raw and just, you know, to the point. You know, we don't want to, like, make it look like you guys said something or, like, cut things out and move things around. We like to have it just raw, uncut, and just, you know.
Real. Yeah, hell yeah.
Awesome.
Hell yeah. Best right there.
Yeah, man. But let's go ahead and talk about that then. So since then, you guys have, you know, got a new drummer, and he actually added someone to the band.
Mario, man. Yeah, Mario. He's actually from Life Eats Life. I think they're here in San Antonio, Texas. And we had a drummer. He was helping us now. His name was Brian, and he actually recorded the album for us. Mm-hmm. My bad, dog. I'm all over here burping. I ate some sushi earlier. we had Brian for a bit, and then he decided, hey guys, I'm gonna do my thing, work on these other projects I'm recording. It's time for y'all find a drummer, you know what? And we're like, you know what? We knew that you were just helping us. So we're searching for drummers. We had some here and there asking, wanting to try out, but Mario, he was just, dude, I want to be a part of this. He wanted to be a part of Carterized. So I need this. I want a heavier project.
Right.
And I was telling my guys, I was like, you know what? Mario's the dude. I have a feeling he's the guy. So, the guys met up with them, they jammed with them, and the next thing you know, boom, Ricky and Nick hit me up. Hey, dude, he's a badass drummer. He's good. Right. And all of a sudden, like Nick, too, he was like, dude, he's good. He's good vibes. He vibes with us. I'm like, hell yeah, that's what I like to hear. And he's like, the only thing is he's too tall. I was like, well, what do you mean? He was like, he's taller than all of us. I was like, damn, dog. So he's like, so if you take pictures, he's got to be dead center, and we have to be on the other side of him. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, right. Hey, if he's in the band, I'll do whatever it takes, man.
Yeah, hell yeah. So now Mario, he's a good kid. Like, he was hungry, man. He was like, I want to be a part of Carterized. He's all, and then we sent him some tracks. Within like a week, he had him down.
Nice.
Dude, like, so we're glad to have him on, dude. It's been a hell of a ride for us, man. From the first drummer we had, from German to then on, man. Like, it's been crazy, but at the same time, we're blessed. We have a lot of support from promoters like Julian from JC Productions, Roland from RT, Brandon Hauser from here and there, and then and Gabe, man. Gabe was waiting patiently on us, man. From our Gabe, he's from a Kingside Records. He's like pretty much like top dog in that mofo.
Shout out, man.
And also, we also got signed to Terror Crew Productions, Mandatory Productions. So we jumped to Kingside and Terror Crew Productions as well, man. But
so that's been like management team or?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, cool.
So it's been hell of a ride, man. And like I said, we're blessed that every step we had all these people helping us out.
Right.
Like every weekend at shows, everything we've gone through, like sharing, they need a drummer, they need a bassist, they need guitars. One day it might even happen that, hey, Cartwright, he's a vocalist.
Right, right.
But who knows, man? But as long as we have that support and it's just
that foundation,
And we've just, it's been crazy, man. But like I said, we're blessed to have everybody, man, on board with this.
Right, right. Yeah, for sure. For sure. You got to have that support, that foundation. That's why I'm real big on, you know, trying to help out everybody that's helped us. And, you know, hopefully, you know, other people will pay it forward. You know what I'm saying? Like bands, you know, share our page and things like that after we showed support for them. And, you know, we greatly appreciate that. And that's what we need in the scene, man.
You know,
in the scene, we don't need no separation. We don't need no competition. It ain't a competition. You know what I'm saying? We're all out here trying to create works of art. And we all got to work together because once one breaks through, then, you know, everybody else going to slowly start to break through.
Hell yeah, man. And I agree with that, man. Like a lot of us local bands, man, we just grind and grind and grind and we push, we hustle, we do our things. And that's one thing about Cauterize is that we have that grind and that hustle, dude, like at day and night. I'm pretty sure you've seen our posts like nonstop. It might be the same post from like 2 days ago, but we're pushing something.
Hey, gotcha.
And then speaking of that, the one guy that actually he actually played a little clip earlier. I was like, oh, shit, he's going to play the song. It was The Struggle, the song that I did with Daniel Boss.
Yeah.
And you play a little clip. I was like, oh, hell no, he's going to play it. Oh, damn. But nah, you switched. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, no.
But that dude, like him and Julian, man, and Roland, they brought all these great vocalists here in Texas together in San Antonio, Texas. And when I found out I was going to be a part of that, I was like, okay, who's going to be a part of this album? And I looked, I was like, oh, whoa. I was like,
dude, heavy hitters.
I need to step on my game. So I hit up my guitarist, Nick. Hey, Nick, dog, I have bad writer's block. Can you help me out real quick?
Right.
So I'm over trying to beat my head up and like, what am I going to write? And it came out, the song finally came out, The Struggle. And, you know, just listen to that album, dude. It's just flow. I don't know if you heard it from the beginning to the end, but it just flows so well together.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, even though it's different, like, sub-styles or sub-genres of, you know, rock and metal, you know, that Daniel was saying he liked to make songs that were in y'all's wheelhouse as far as, like, y'all's respective bands go. And that's the thing. Even though that takes place, it's still a solid album from start to finish. You know, you still got, you know, that flow, and it all fits well with each other.
The one song I do like off that album, dude, Rogers, dude, that Roger song, Camino. dude, it's clean. Like I told Julian, he's probably gonna give me shit, but I was like, Julian, dog, it gives me like a Deftones / Tool or Perfect Circle kind of vibe,
right?
And dude, like it went from heavy to like chill and calm. Like, damn, dude, like. Yeah. I fell in love with Roger. I was like, damn, dog, what's his number?
Right? Yeah. Let me hit him up, man. Shoot.
Shit.
That boy up. But yeah, man, we're gonna, I was gonna throw that song up, man, The Struggle. I was like, well, I'm interviewing Cauterize, might as well. But, you know, we kind of ran out of time. You know,
it's all good, brother. But it's good.
Yeah, we'll get y'all next time, though. I'm gonna get that up there and, you know, hopefully some more Cauterize jams. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, Duxie. But today it's all about that exclusive that's going to be going down.
I said it just went silent. Can y'all hear us? Hold on. I want to make sure that they can hear us because someone just said it just went silent. Hey,
okay.
Everybody that's on, can y'all hear us? Let me wait before we continue, man. I don't want to talk.
Nah, it's all good, brother.
It's just silence, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I got you.
This is going to be on the podcast too, so if you're listening on the Devil's Mic on Spotify, you know, we're just checking the ball. Someone just said it went silent. All right, so Julian just confirmed he can hear us. Yes, Daniel. All right, we're good. So yeah, let's go ahead and continue with that. Yeah, I was gonna play that, man, and like I said, we ran out of time, but we still got a lot of good stuff in, and I'm definitely proud of that. I'm proud of that. We have some fans spinning. So, and you guys are going to, you know, definitely get a glimpse of Hypocrite at the end of the interview. So definitely stay tuned for that. It's a killer jam and definitely gets me excited for new, you know, Cauterize that's going to be coming out. But the thing is, I called it, man. I called it Kingside Records. I called it. I was like, when you guys are on that hardcore world or, yeah, worldwide hardcore album, I was like, dude, Kingside Records or what?
That was the plan straight up. Like, where I was like, all right, we're going to hit the studio. I'm going to go to Kingside. Yeah. And everybody agreed to it. So I'm over there. I sent all the tracks to Gabe. Gabe listened to them. The next day, I'm pulling up to HEB. Because, you know, that first of the month, you get that food stamp. So I was like, oh, shit, I'm ready to shop.
Stock up, man. Stock up.
So I pulled up on something. I looked at my phone. I was like, oh, snap. It's a contract. So I was like, this is actually legit going to happen again. Damn. And like I said, Gabe's been so patient with us. He's waiting on us, dude. And he knew, like, meeting him face-to-face. Gabe's a real chill, down-to-earth guy, you know. And right. He saw when I met y'all, I saw that hunger in y'all's eyes. Like, y'all wanted it. And me and Nick actually met him in person. And he was right. We wanted it, dude. Like, the thing is, with our goal is in this band is we love doing what we do, but we want to be heard, you know? So we want to release music. And we were pushing and pushing and grinding. And next, you know, boom. Hey, Gabe, we're ready. Some tracks. Next, you know, contract me, Nick, and Ricky. Mm-hmm. And then we've been on Kingside ever since, dude. And honestly, dude, it's been a blessing, man. Like, from the merch, Gabe's pushed. Gabe makes little teasers here and there for us. And then also, like, we push him as well. But, dude, Kingside and Terror Crew, man, like, it was two great opportunities. And we just went for it. It wasn't even a yes or no answer. We're going to do it.
Right. And you got to, man. Once that opportunity is presented to you, you got to take advantage, you know. There's some bands that are kind of picky about that, but at the same time, you got to use what's given to you. You know, whatever tools you have available to you or whatever opportunities come up, you really got to take advantage of that to help you guys get to the next level. You know what I'm saying? And Gabe is that dude, man. Like, you know, despite everything, you know, Gabe is that guy. He grinds and he's just a go-getter. You know what I'm saying? He posts pretty much every day. Promoting his bands, you know, not just you guys, but, you know, like Unbeaten and all those other bands on this roster. And that's the thing. It's like you need a guy like that on your team to, you know, help better you guys, because if he saw that grind in, you know, his eyes or in y'all's eyes, then he's going to do everything he can to keep that grind and, you know, take it to the next level. So huge shout out to Gabe Saldivar and Kingside Records. I'm wearing that shirt. I was like, man, I got to wear that Kingside merch.
Gabe, if you're watching this, I'm still waiting for my shirt.
hey, yeah. Give him that shirt, man. But yeah,
dude, we got some good things coming, man. We're actually in the process of doing our first music video with Ruben from Upon a Burning Body. And it's actually going to be Hypocrite. But the ideas, I can't really say much what we're going to go with it. So I'm going to leave that out there.
Damn it.
All I can say is it's going to follow what the album title Roots is. Okay. It's all about roots. Like, everybody's like, roots, why roots? Honestly, the meaning behind it is don't forget where you started from. That shed and that album, right? That you saw, that street and that shed, that's where the band first started at in 2015. So I was like, you know what? We got to go back and take a picture, because that's where we first started, and now we're at now, you know.
Right.
So it's just, there's a lot of meaning behind the album and the street sign, you know. So it's also we're all from Southside, so we got to show love to Southside as well.
Yeah.
So that's why Southwest I was throwing in there. But as for the music video, I wish I could, but it's on the
dot. No exclusive. Come on, bro.
Nah. The album, though, it's gonna be lit, man. Like, it's gay, man. Him and his team, day and night, had to get that artwork, had to get the album going, like how it looks and all that. Again, can't go more, go all crazy with details. Tracks is gonna have, I want to say 7 tracks, I believe.
Nice.
So, but the new music, man, we already have talks about it. The new music and the second album, we want to make it more beast than the first album.
Right.
So we're talking about like maybe throwing like some like a big name out there for guest vocals. So I'm actually searching to see. The first dude I searched for, I'm not going for him.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not going for him, but it's just I wanted to get a price range. And the first dude I hit up was Tom Barber from Chelsea Grin. So that's the first dude I hit up. And but like I said, like it could be anybody. It's all about finding that right person, you know?
Yeah.
So the second album, it's gonna, this is our starter. But this second one is gonna be a monster. So all I say for anybody that's watching that follows us, be ready for this first one coming out. But shoot, that second one's gonna punch you in the face.
South Texas Heat at its finest. South Texas Heat at its finest. Yeah. Huge shout out to Kingside Records. Man, we can't wait for that album. You know, just the stuff you guys have out, it's just, you know, it's freaking bomb. You know, it's beast. And again, we're going to be playing that at the end of this live stream. Sorry, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you're not going to listen to it. I don't think I could have it on there, but definitely check it out. Again, if you guys are just tuning in, I'm with Alex Carbajal from Cauterized. So let's talk about, you know, the beginning, you know, where you guys came from. Other than, you know, starting the band, you know, at that shed, you know, what's one of your favorite memories from that shed that you remember?
Dude, well, me and Nick were actually in a band called What I Despise back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I actually, you know how that Craigslist worked back then? Like,
yeah. 54 handy. No, just kidding.
I went to go look on that Special Encounters or whatever. It said, grown man guitarist looking for a male vocalist.
28-year-old guitarist looking for.
I put a post out there and Nick hit me up, and from there we started jamming. And then my stepdad at that time, he played drums, and my little brother is actually the original vocalist for Cauterized. So he left and they were starting it back up, and all of a sudden I told him, yeah, I got this guitarist, he's sick, he's bad. Well, I didn't know that he went under my nose and behind my back to go talk to Nick, and then recruited Nick to Cauterize. Nick dropped all of us.
Dang.
Nick joined that band. Nick was telling me about it, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna wait. Next thing you know, boom! Hey, you want to be a part of Cauterize? Yeah, sure. And then from then on, it's just been a freaking ride, man. Like from shows, like the band itself, man. Like me and Nick, a while back, we're trying to start a band called Nephilim. And I was like, bro, I think we should just bring back Cauterize, the name. And I was like, oh, man, why? I was like, because, you know, honestly, bro, the name speaks for itself.
Yeah.
I was like, you bring back Cauterize, we don't have to push a new name. People are going to be like, oh, they're back together.
Right.
And it happened. We brought it back. And next, you know, boom, show. Dude, we're doing shows like was it a – twice, like two shows a month, three shows maybe, tops. I think the last national band we opened up for was Immolation. And we opened up for them. And that was the only national show we had. And then, of course, we had to kick German's ass out of the band. Freaking drama. So we tossed his ass out.
Yeah, I was like, kick rocks, man. No, just kidding.
And then Ricky, man. I know Ricky for a bit. He was in a band called Skull, and they were looking for a vocalist, and I wasn't doing nothing. And I was going to try out, but I don't know what happened. And then we, like I said, me and Nick was doing Cauterized, and we needed a bassist. So I hit up Ricky. Ricky agreed, and Ricky's been with us ever since, man. And Mario, like I said, we picked up Mario. And I'm grateful for what I have. I told my guys, I'm not going to lie, I like to sip on some brews outside sometimes. So I'm
one of those, you, man. No,
yeah, basically that's what I did. No lie. I was like, I called each and every one of them. I was like, hey man, I just want to say I appreciate. I'm all crying and shit. I appreciate you for all the work, for everything you've done for the band, for myself. But I'm like grateful for them, because without them, there would be no Cauterize. I'll just be a vocalist trying to put a band together. Right. So I'm grateful, like, for all the time and effort we sacrificed to keep this band going, you know?
Right.
And like I said, like, especially sacrificing, like, all family time and all that stuff, like, we just kept grinding and pushing it, because the thing is, like, I the way I do things, I look not I look out for myself, but I look out for the guys too in the band.
Your because, people, yeah.
Yeah, because I want us to reach something great, man. And I believe that we have that potential. So I'm going to keep pushing and grinding till we get to that point, you know?
Yep.
So I don't dream big for myself. I dream big for all of us.
Right.
So that's how I am.
Right. Yeah. And that's how you got to be though, man. Like, you know, in the end it's going to be worth it, but you only get what you give, you know, what you give is what you're going to get. So if you give it your all, you know, good things are going to come your guys' way. And, again, it's all a team effort, you know what I'm saying? So it doesn't just go back to just one person pushing this, one person that, you know, pushing that. You guys all work together as a unit. And the thing is, it's like this group of guys that you have right now seems like this is the real deal. So this is the A team of Cauterized. You know, it evolved from, you know, going back then to when it first started all the way to now. And just to see how far you guys have come just goes to show that you guys have that grit. You guys are hardworking and you guys want it, you know, and that's what you need to have in a band. Like, you know, people can be in bands as a hobby. Yeah. But what are you really doing it for? You know, if you don't have the passion for it, you're not going to really see that passion flow out of you guys when you guys are performing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You guys are making and writing music. It's not going to be there. It's not going to be present. But, you know, this group of guys that you guys have is, you know, this is it. You know, this is what's going to be to that next level.
This is it. This is the team right here. Like once Mario joined in and they told me that they felt good to have a good vibing drummer. I was like, you know what? This is it. This is the band.
Yeah.
And right now,
I'm just kidding.
Hell yeah, dog. but now, dude, like I said, I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful for the label, Gabe Man, Terry Cooper Land, from Kingside, the Terry Crew Productions, Gabe, like I said, I'm grateful for him, man. Like he checks up on us every once in a while to see if we're doing pretty good or just talk to us. The same thing with Julian and Roland, them too as well. They hit us up. Brandon Hauser, dude, he hits me up. Me and him talk on the daily, and he hits me up as well. And they just all just check up on us every from time to time, see how we're doing, how the music's going, and just to see what's up. And like right. I said, I'm grateful to have all that going on for us, man. And of course, like especially from the girlfriends, the wives, and stuff that help us out at shows, taking pictures and all that.
Yeah.
That as well, man. Like everything all led down to this one thing, and that was us getting signed. So, yeah. And we did it, and it was just a big relief, man. Like it was just finally. So
yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm grateful.
Hell yeah. And that's the thing, man. It's like you got that drive. Like ever since meeting you guys and, you know, seeing how quick you were to, you know, hit us up like, hey, I know you're going to be here. You know, is it cool if we get an interview? And I was like, hell yeah, dude. Like anybody who wants to get interviewed, man, come on. And I'm going to do everything I can, you know, here at the Devil's Mic. We're going to do everything we can to help you guys out. Not only just Cauterized, but all bands in general. You know, like I said, I want to see everybody eat. I want to see everybody succeed. And if you got it and I know you have it, then I'm gonna promote you. You know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, you know, about
it's people like you. It's people like you, bro.
Hey,
like shoot. Bless. Hey man. Hey, right here. Yeah, right there, dog.
All day.
Shit, for real. For real, dog. Like you grind, man. You take time out of your day to push all of us, man. You play videos and that helps out a lot, dude. Even if it's one or two likes or one or two of our followers, dude. Like I appreciate you for doing it, man. Like you don't have to, but you're doing it because you love to do it, but you also love helping us out, man. Yep. Especially with this pandemic stuff going on.
Shit.
Shoot, man.
Right. I had to do hell something yeah. And I was like, you know, this whole pandemic thing, we can't go out and shoot videos like we used to, you know, shoot interviews. And I was like, man, fuck it. Let's just do Zoom interviews. And I'm going to figure out how to do this live stream. And we're going to get you guys on, man. Devil's Mic ain't done yet. Ain't no COVID hell gonna yeah. stop us. Ain't no COVID hell gonna yeah, stop no. us. Shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
But yeah, man. Yeah, let's just talk about, you know, the writing process in general for the album Roots. The album Roots is gonna be coming out October 16th. Again, released on Kingside Records. And talk to us about the writing process. Like, what did you guys do, or was there anything particular you guys did to sit down and write this album, or did it all just come to you? You know, talk to me about that.
Honestly, bro, it just happened, man. Like once we paid for studio time, it's just, all right, guys, Nick, you're gonna go on these days and go around this time. Nick went in, did his job. Next thing you know, all right, it's my turn to lay down vocals. I'm gonna go and do my thing. And then Ricky went in and did his thing. Like I said, there wasn't no process. It's just boom, like that. Yeah. It just
clockwork.
Boom, we just went for it, man. And then that's the thing with us, man. Like we all go in and handle business. Like, yeah. Well, like music, we love doing music, but when it's something serious, it's all about business at the end of the day. We go handle it and just, that's it, you know?
Right.
So, but it was a fun process, dude. Just switching up a little bit of the songs. Some of the songs are going to sound different, actually.
Okay. How so?
Well, War, usually it's like, it just starts off by itself. And you know what, man? I got to cut it off. I can't tell you.
That's cool. No, you good, bro.
You know what? Like, you just hit me. I was like, you know what? You're sneaky, dude.
Hey, that's my job now.
Nah, but you know, I'll finish it off, dog. I'll finish it off. It's cool. Like, War, dude, like, instead of just it being so plain in the beginning, it's just, I say, this is War. And then, dun, 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 but I hold that War part, and then it just jumps right into the music. Because we wanted this album to sound, like, aggressive, in your face. Like, we want somebody to go to the gym, listen to the album, and the headphones just boom, just start bumping that stuff.
Yeah.
Or if you want to go on freaking South Bless and beat somebody's ass, you can listen to the album at the same time.
yeah, right. It's like, let me throw this song. I got to kick this dude's ass.
But nah, dude, like, we just wanted this album to be just a freaking beast, beefed up and everything. And honestly, at the end of the day, and now listening to the tracks, we did a hell of a job, man. A lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of playbacks, a lot of, you know what, I don't like these vocals. Let me do this again. Yeah. And you know, the one thing I hate about vocals is when you do it and all of a sudden you listen to yourself afterwards and you mess up on one little part. Like,
yeah, I gotta do it.
My throat got dry. Hold on.
Yeah, right. Let me get some water.
But nah, dude, like, shoot, this album's freaking is dope. Mm. It was really amazing, man. And like I said, all the time and effort just to make this album happen is freaking amazing. Just the meaning behind each song, man. It's for the underdogs, yo. This album legit is for the underdogs, for the people that grind, the people that hustle, the people that are trying to make a name for themselves, not in the scene, but just shit around the damn world, you know, that do
whatever
music.
You're trying to do.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you don't have to be doing music. You could just try to your career or something like that, you know. We all start from the bottom. We have to work our way up to the top, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And just the lyrics, from the lyrics and the music, man, it's how can I say it? When writing this album, we thought about, you know what, let's pretty much write an anthem.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's what we're going for.
Hell yeah.
So, and honestly, we got it. We did it. We did it, and now we're here, man. And October 16th, I wish I could release it sooner.
Yeah, right.
I wish.
Dude, drop it tonight. Come on. No, I'm just kidding.
Gabe, where you at, Gabe?
Gabe, let's drop this shit next week. No, I'm just kidding. No,
we were going to release a single. We were going to release a single. No lie. We were thinking about it. But we're like, you know what? Let's wait. Let's wait until the album and everything and do like little teasers here and there.
Yeah, and you guys put those teasers up too, man. So that's good.
But other than that, man, like I said, we do have a few big things coming up with our release. It's in talks right now, but we might be doing a pre-order. So,
okay,
heads up. There's gonna be some exclusive things in there. Can't go into detail.
Okay,
but I'm just saying it right now. So when it drops, people know it might go on next month in September.
Right.
But all I can say, there's like a few items that are an item in there that you can only get with the pre-order. That's all I'm saying.
Say less.
That's it. Like, you can't purchase it. You can't purchase whatever items anywhere else. Only with that pre-order.
Yep.
But nah, dude, like, the album, it's going to be dope. I can't wait. Like, even I'm a part of the damn album, and I feel like I'm a listener, like not even in the band. I'm just waiting. Come on, dog.
Yeah.
My Spotify, like, come on.
Yeah, right. Come on. Is it October 6th or October 16th yet?
Julian would tell you, dog. He probably commented. I bugged that dude day and night about that, and even Daniel, I bugged him day and night about that day for the compilation album. Hey man, when is it gonna drop? Hey man, I can't wait for it to drop. Hey man, how's the album? Dude, I bugged the hell out of him. So when I found it was gonna drop 11:30, oh shit, it's 11:30. I got on Spotify. Oh damn, it's already out.
Yeah, right. Like, so, all right, here we go.
I just love music, bro. That's just my thing, and I love hearing new bands and discovering new bands. So just that compilation alone, man. Like when you talked about bringing the scene together, that album alone brought everybody together, you know. And the thing is, it's not about being the best.
Right.
The best of the best. It's all about coming together as one, you know?
Yes.
So I'm like I said, all these opportunities Cauterize got, my guys got, it's just pure blessing after blessing after blessing. So like with you, man, being on here, it's shit. It's another goal, man, that we just reached, you know. Like I like to say goals for us. And I have a lot of goals going on right now. So
yeah, that's good though, man. Keep that.
But hell yeah, like I said, thank you, man, for having me on here. Thank you for this follow up. If you can't take down the other video though, because I don't want that.
You don't? No, I'm just kidding. No, we're keeping it.
No, he was all in your face. I saw that. He was all, and these recordings, they're freaking perfect. I'm like, golly, stop.
I know. I was like, dude, trying to pull the mic over there. Like, just go over here.
Nick's all like this. Oh yeah, and then he's all, oh yeah, and these recordings, the time in the studio. I'm like, okay, stop.
Yeah,
you got something to say, dog.
Right, for real though. But yeah, man. You know, that's what it's about. And you know, we really can't wait for this album. Again, October 16th is going to be out on streaming services. And whenever you guys do the pre-order, or you know, you or Gabe or whatever, let me know. And you know, we'll share a post about it. You know, I'm sure you guys will post about it. We'll share it, man.
Oh yeah, we'll definitely
share the hell out of it. You know, to help you guys out and help you get the word out. But yeah, dude. Before we go, one last question, man. As far as Cauterize go, and you know, since you already recorded this album, debut album with Kingside, what's next? Is there, you know, another EP talking about already, or are you looking to release new music right after you release the album? Talk to me, man.
See, that's the hard freaking answer to give you right now, man. But I'm just gonna tell you right now. We got something cooking. That's all I'm gonna say. We got something going. We already got plans. We already know what to do. And like I said, the next thing right now is just shooting this music video and getting it out there for everybody to see and hear and listen. You know.
Yep.
And but after that, I can't say nothing else.
Damn it, man! I'm trying, man. I'm trying, guys. Everybody's watching. I'm trying, man. Try to get that exclusive. Nah, but we got up here soon, but go ahead.
I just want to say for everybody watching, I appreciate you guys. And follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook for any sort of details we have. Yeah. And like I said, October 16th, that's when this album's going to drop. And we're planning to take everything by storm, man. That's the thing. So hopefully you'll have the whole album playing when you do more podcasts and all that.
Fuck yeah, dude. Like, if you know, you give me the go ahead right now, you know, whenever it comes out, you know, I'm definitely going to throw it on the TDM radio. We just started that today. Like, I did it last week just for like two or three songs, but I was like, man, you know what? Let me up the ante, man. And, I got a pretty good, we got a good, following. Everybody seemed to like it. But yeah, dude, that's definitely going to be on there in rotation. So we're going to put that up there. And, dude, we can't wait for the album. Again, go follow Cauterize on Instagram, Facebook, and y'all got a YouTube?
Not yet, and we don't got a Twitter.
So. Okay, no Twitter, just Instagram and Facebook to keep up with all your Cauterize needs. Any merch, go to Kingside Records merch store and, you know, pick up a shirt, bandana, hat, everything's there. So. You know, be sure to rock your Cauterize merch, take your pick, post it up. Yeah, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Devil's Mic. Be sure to share this video. You know, like I said before at the beginning, We want to get this, want to get the word out, not only for Cauterize, but for the other bands that we had on TDM Radio. And yeah, we're going to be playing an exclusive playing. We're playing the whole thing in full, Hypocrite, coming up on Cauterize debut record release, Roots, which is going to be out October 16th. Again, Alex, dude, I greatly appreciate you, man, you know, for coming
on the
show. Thank
you, brother. Thank you, man.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Any shout outs you want to give before you dip?
Of course, you, man, the Devil's Mike, for putting in that work. Game, Kingside Records, Turkey Productions, JC Productions, RT Productions, Here and There Productions. The bands, all of our families, kids, my bandmates, Ricky, Nick, Mario.
Shout out Big Mo Lopez, that he do, and Crystal Fuentes. They seem to be pretty big fans.
Yeah, dog, shit. And especially like all everybody that donated for our music video, man. Like I said, everybody that donated towards the end of that video, we're gonna slap their names right in that video towards the end to give them shout outs, man.
Hell yeah.
It's all about giving back, man. That's what we're about.
That's what it's about, man. You know, you guys wouldn't be here, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for our fans. You know, so you know, you gotta tip your hat off to the fans, especially the day ones, man. Big Mo say he's getting a Cauterize tattoo. So
I'm still holding him with it, because he told me too. I was like, dog, that'll be sick. He's I'm gonna do it. All right.
Yeah.
You done said it on the podcast.
It's right here, man. It's right here in the comments. So yeah, once you get that, we're gonna share that. Get it on your back, Big Mo. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
man. Again, if you guys aren't following us on social media, be sure to do so at The Devil's Mic and share this video. And again, follow Cauterize on social media as well, and check out their music and everything that's out right now. But yeah, we're gonna go ahead and get to this this premiere, or this look at the single Hypocrite. And yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and end this here, and I'm gonna check out with you in a minute. But yeah, thanks for listening, guys, and stay metal as fuck.